Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. And this morning we'll be reviewing a couple of interesting wines from the Rhône. These are wines that are made by the Négociants d'Auvergne and Ranvier. And they are Jean-François Ranvier and François d'Auvergne. And they are a partnership where they basically source grapes from other people and they try and make them into the best Rhône varietals they can.
A partnership like ours, JP.
Exactly so.
What we wish we could be doing aside from doing Word on Wine.
Wouldn't that be nice? I like that idea. Well, Négociants typically are people who visit the vineyards once a year. They decide what they want for their cuvée, and then they purchase whatever grapes they want, and then they go home and make their wines. As we talked to the representative from the company, they basically said that particularly Jean-François Ranvier is totally involved in the winemaking process with his various growers.
And we tasted a nice range of wines from d'Auvergne and Ranvier. We're going to talk about two today and then two next week.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start with the 2010 Luberon, which was a blend of 50% Syrah and 50% Grenache. This is a really bright, forward wine, but a little rustic, really red berry, good grip, little pie cherry. I think you liked it a lot more than I did, though.
If you want a wine that tastes very fresh and that almost tastes like it's barely wine, you know, there's not a lot of fermentation. There's not a lot of time in this. And yet, I have to say this was a very pleasurable taste. For $11 a bottle, I thought this was an interesting experience. Luberon is one of the villages in the Rhône, so don't be intimidated by seeing something that doesn't say Côte de Rhône that's from the Rhône. It's a village that produces some very good wine. I thought this was, for the price, an interesting experience.
If you would prefer to drink something that does say Côte de Rhône on the bottle, we also tried a 2009 Côte de Rhône from d'Auvergne et Ranvier. I liked this one better. The edges were a little softened. It was darker, more intense, an almost silky body to it. And I thought it was actually very pretty for a young wine and for an entry-level Côte de Rhône.
There's so much competition at that entry-level Côte de Rhône category. I thought this was a good one. I thought it had some nice personality. I thought it was fresh, it was young, and it was kind of an exciting thing to sample. So I think this was a nicely made wine. And once again, for the price, I thought it was really worthwhile. So two wines from the Rhône. The partnership is d'Auvergne and Ranvier, and we'll have that up on the website so you don't have to figure out how to spell it. I think these wines are going to be available very soon in the area.
For Word on Wine, I'm Mary Zajac.
And I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
Cheers.